Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Amen.
Sit down.
Beautiful.
How to have a deeper Christian life. I told you that a strong Christian is somebody who has a deeper Christian life. Everything about you is deep. How can your life be deep? How can you avoid being a shallow Christian? Luke chapter 8 and verse 13. It talks about the parable of the sower. You should know the Bible. It talks about the what? How many of you know the parable of the sower? You're welcome. Now, I'm knowing your names. Come. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Is that clear? Yeah. Come and tell us what you know about the parable of the sower. Come. Pastor Peter, give him microphone. And John Quarister. Tell us what you know about the parable of the sower. Yes. Speak into the microphone. Should we clap for you before you say it? Clap for Joel before he says it. A sower went out to sow one day. And what happened?
A sower went to a forest to sow one day.
If you hold the microphone like this, you look like Stone Boy. Hold it like the way I'm holding it. Yeah. And face the camera. The camera is watching. The sower went out to sow one day. What happened? Who remembers the story of the parable of the sower? And as he started sowing, some of the seed fell. The seed fell in four places. Can you remember? Yes. Can you mention one place that the seed fell? Tell us. You can't remember. Why were you lifting up your... Eunice, come. Clap for Eunice. Go ahead, sit down. Clap for Eunice. Eunice, tell us what you know about the story of the parable of the sower.
Story of the parable of the sower.
Okay.
One day...
And the sower went out to sow.
One day, a sower went out to sow.
And the seeds fell in four places. Can you remember those four places? One, it fell among what? Pick into storm. Stones. It fell
stones.
Among the rocks. Then another seed fell where? On which ground? We have a stony ground. You don't know. Who knows the story of the sower? What's his name? Bobby, come. Don't be shy. A strong Christian is not a shy person. Come. If you say and it's not correct, who will kill you? Oh, will kill you. We are learning. Clap for him. Bobby. Yes, a sower went out to sow one day. And as it began sowing, the seed fell in four places. Can you remember any of the places that the seed fell? You can remember three. Oh, nice. Let's go. Pick it to the mic.
The stones.
It fell among stones. The second one.
Roadside.
By the roadside.
Good grounds.
Good grounds. And then the last one. Hey. Stones. Roadside.
Grounds.
Good ground. And the last one fell among thorns. What happened to the one that fell by the roadside?
The birds came to
eat it. Hey, the birds of the air came to eat it. What happened to the one that fell among the stones, the rocks?
It couldn't grow well.
Why?
Because it didn't have enough soil.
It didn't have enough soil. Nice one. So because it doesn't have enough soil, the roots didn't go deep. The one that fell by the roadside, the birds, the bola birds, and then the ukpo, they came to upete, they came to eat it for lunch. Then one fell among thorns. What happened to the one that fell among thorns?
When the seed grew, the thorn
started choking it.
Bro, so it couldn't grow.
It couldn't grow. So this one, it started to grow. Why are you not clapping? When it started to grow, the thorns began to choke it. What happened to the one that fell on the good soil?
It bore fruit in its own season.
It bore a lot of fruit. Yeah. God bless you, Kobe. So let me read what it says here. It said, and on the rocks are they, which when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root. For a while they believe, and in time of temptation, they fall away. Everybody say they fall away. Yeah. If you are the type of Christian that fall among the rocks, listen, you cannot grow. Some of you, your friends are rocks. The friends you work with, they are rocks. They will never make you become deep. Some of you, your friends are thorns. They took you. Nonsense. That's how you stop the church. They took you. They're able to say things. And then you call game center. That's how they talk. And you see, Bible says that he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. The friends you walk with. You are a Christian. Your main party is an unbeliever. Your party that you eat with at school, he doesn't even go to church. The only thing that makes him look like he's a Christian is because they call him Gideon. That is in the Bible. The name is in the Bible. Apart from that, everything about him is fetish. He looks like a fetish priest. Hallelujah. Yeah. You must develop, and your roots must go deep. Listen, any plant whose roots are deep, they don't suffer even in the dry season. Because the deeper your roots, the more access you get to water. The shallow your roots, you will see that in dry season, Hamatan, the plant becomes brown. Mr. Brown, may your roots become deep. I say, may your roots become deep. And Bible said that if your roots are not deep, what happens is that in times of temptation. Now, what I was explaining to you that is called evil day is also called a time of temptation. That evil day is also called what? A time of. Yeah, some of you boys sitting down here, is a girl with a short skirt like this. That's it, you stop the church. a girl whose skirt is like handkerchief will just visit you one evening. That's it. That's it. Now that you are sitting down, I cannot be a new home. That's why no girl has visited you. You dear, get an ITEL phone right now, you see. ITEL. Yes. May your roots be deep. I don't feel the vibe. I said, may your roots be deep.
Amen.
Deeper, deeper roots. Young people, I feel I'm preaching something extraordinary. May your roots. May, hey, when Reverend Yamwa sees you, he said, no, my boys are deep. When we are talking about scriptures, Bible study, and you are making contributions, and Aquano is deep. Aquano is deep. One day, I went to do a rotation somewhere. When I was in university, there was something we do, they call it TTFPP. TTFPP. It's one of the useless things, but we did it. Now, that TTFPP, they bring 11 people you don't know. 11 people plus yourself, 12. The 11 people, you don't know them, but they are your group members. Now, you only know that they are your group members when you alight from the car and they put you in a village. That this is your village. You, nobody knows anybody in the group. That's the first time you are meeting the people. A car full of students, who then they mention your name. When they mention your name, then you all come up. They count to 12. They say, then they've left you in the village. You'll be there for 7 weeks and then 8 weeks. You'll be there, yes. Fighting. Now, I was in one of those groups. Then, afternoon like this, we came under a tree. Then we're resting. Then one of the group members brought a radio. When he brought the radio, we started listening to the radio casually. Then they were playing a song. Pam, pam. When they played the song, then they started. When they played the, they started playing the song. Then the guy said, "You see this song? This song was composed by the." He mentioned the person. He said the song was composed in the year. Then he was even giving out the reason why the person composed the song. I said, "Hey." Then I stood up. I went to take my Bible. I said, this guy is very strong. Obia chaninyum. You know why the person has tried the enyum. You must be strong in the song. No. And he told me that he was telling her the day, the year, the owner of the music, why the music was composed, the composer of the song, where the person is currently. I said, Ejuma Ben, no. Pam, pam, pana, pam, pana, pam, 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 pam. The thing the guy said, it never went out of my head. 2 years ago, I was in Kumasi to go and preach, and they put me in a certain hotel. Hotel, no. They called and said, Crawford, no more your live band. Friday evening, we were doing live band. As I was bathing, then I heard the song. Pam, pam. No. All the thing the guy told me, it came back to mind. Hey, look, you must be deep. When we quote a scripture, parable of the sower, you see, you cannot. When we quote a scripture, you should be able to tell us who said. Who said that scripture? Where that scripture can be found? Mark 4. This scripture, the parable of the sower, it is in Mark 4. And it is in Luke 8. When the guy told me about the song, that was the day I took a decision. And I said, me, I will study the Bible. When they quote a scripture, I should know where it is. Obi nyumu wacha, unimbebi aywo. Sika nusu ya manobi. Hallelujah. May you develop a very deep, you say me preaching, who draw the ayahuasca. So who draw way? How will you be deep? Look at that, who the idea chichiru titi says scarecrow. Shobiso. Hey, camp ye de bed. I'm off for abo. Hey, ye ma, and then you could die. Everybody say, obey you. Aye, obey you. May your roots be deep. Say amen. I said, may your roots be deep. Deep Christian life. When you are deep, nothing can move you. Nothing can move you. I'm telling you, nothing can move you. Anybody who is deep is a strong person. A deeper person. Any tree whose roots are deep is a strong tree. Watch out. There are trees here, you cannot easily uproot them, because their roots are deep. Any plant you can uproot, any tree you can uproot, it means the roots are not deep. And you see, nothing should be able to pluck you out of the hands of Jesus Christ. Nothing. Romans 8. Bible said that, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Look for that scripture for me. Romans 8 verse 32. Romans 8 verse 32 or something like that. What is that? What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, height, death, principalities, hunger? He said, nay, in all this, we are more than conquerors. In all this. Madam, sit down before my battery disconnect. In all this. Everybody say, in all this. Yeah, in all this. In all this. May your roots be deep. I said, may your roots be deep. Oh, you don't hear me. I said, may your roots be a deep root. Yeah. Number two, you must be filled. Filled. You must be filled. Let me read something to you in Luke chapter 11, verse 25. But before then, Bishop said that there are many Christians who are empty. It's a sad thing, though. There are many Christians who are empty. There is nothing in them. Is it not a sad thing? You are empty. They come to church. They close. They go home. They come the following week. They close. They go home. They are... Look, you will not write that story as an empty Christian. They have little or no word in them. You understand? Neither are they full of the Holy Spirit or of love. They don't have the word of God in them. I am expecting that you will be filled with the word of God. Everybody here, that is my prayer for you, that you will be filled. Be filled. Colossians 3:16. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another. Do you know when they say something is dwelling in something richly? Have you done Gary soakings before? That the needle is dwelling in the soakings richly. And yes, I see now. You don't say, hey, you know, I don't check. Thought. Abi. Look, there are people who do tea. The milk back and yet tea. Almost they are drinking tea. The milk is dwelling in the tea richly. That cowbell, 50 pesos now, Monday, yes, okay, sir. It doesn't dwell. Oh, cowbell, no. Once I did I had to say, Aglima. That. Hey. When something dwells in something richly, you can feel the effect. You will not be an empty Christian. I said, you will not be an empty Christian. Yeah. But there are a lot of empty Christians. A lot of people are empty. A lot. Plenty people in our churches are empty. Hallelujah. Well, I said hallelujah. Yeah. 7 things you must be filled with. Number 1. You must be filled with the fullness of God. You must be filled with what? The fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 19. And to know the love of Christ, which surpasseth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all fullness of God. Are you here? Yeah. I'm filled with the fullness. When we see you, we see God. We are filled with God. Many people are filled with Satan. Very wicked people. When we see you, we should see God. One of the characteristics about God is that God is love. Adam, you are not used to camp meeting environment. Don't worry. All of us, this is the first time we've come to camp. You see it properly. I didn't know. I ate penamwada. Camp, they yenda it. Camp, they yenda it. That's what AC. Clap for the AC. Now, filled with the fullness of God. When people see you, may they see God. I said, when young people, when people see you, may they see God. May they see God. Fullness of Christ. Christ. That's why we say Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. Christ in you. When people say, people say that this boy is a Christian. Last time I was talking to somebody, and the person was telling me about another person. And the person said, this man, he is a Christian. A Christian is somebody who is like Christ. A Christian. Because the person was telling me, in times of argument, he is a... Some of you, in times of argument, are a fetish priest. Like the things you say, hey, young fa Bible, not to change. Why should we put the Bible aside? Why should we put the Bible aside? Be filled. Everybody say, I'm filled. Say, I am filled with the fullness of God. Yeah. The next one. Be filled with the Spirit. Everybody say, I am filled with the Spirit. Yeah. Ephesians 5:18. He said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Hey, people who drink akpeteshie, it's not easy for them. If you see every drunkard, he smells of alcohol. Who have seen a drunkard before? You see that their walk and cry is different. They don't know where they are going, though. They don't finish their sentences. Hey, drunkards, never ask a drunkard to give you direction to any place. Ube check. You waste your time. Are you here? Yeah. He said, be filled with the Spirit of God. I see you being filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
I said, be filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Yeah. If you are filled with the Spirit of God, then no devil. The devil cannot attack you. That boy, wake him up. Hey, Oko. Yeah, we do teshi, Oko. Okra. Hey, Chama. Hey, Pesi. Where? Kobi, how many is this? Where is he? Where is he? Oh, Oko. Hey, Mujano, Oko. We drew Kaswa. We do go very far. Yeah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Tomorrow night, I will pray for you and you will begin to speak in tongues in this room. That you will be filled with the Spirit. You see that as young as you are, you will start to speak in tongues. Don't let anybody say, tongues there in Penifordia. The Bible says in Joel chapter 2, verse 28, it says, in the last day, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Are you a flesh? Are you a flesh? Okay, then the Spirit of God will be poured on you. If you are a flesh, you will see what will happen here tomorrow evening. You will be filled with, God will visit us in this camp. You will speak in tongues. All of you. How many of you don't speak in tongues? How many of you don't speak in tongues? You don't know what is speaking in tongues. I'll teach you. I will lay my hands on you and you'll be filled with the Spirit. You start to speak in tongues in this camp. And this camp is going to be your memorable camp ever in your life. I'm telling you. I don't blame any one of you. But I know that this is your first camp. Number three. Be filled. If you are talking, I'm not closing. Be filled with the knowledge of his will. Do you know a will? A will, okay, is a document that is read after somebody has died. And it contains promises. Okay? And things the person have left. We were in this country when one minister died. And he said he has left the Achimota Forest for his nephew. Achimota Forest, na. Yeah, that is a will. So when people die, people try to look for their will. What have they said? Now, when people die and they don't write a will, we say the person has died intestate. I'm teaching you English. Why are you not clapping for me? Or you think I'm a mechanic? You have died intestate. You see, anybody who dies intestate, especially when you have a lot of things, you have brought confusion. People fight. Hey, say, hey, or see, time now, he hasn't died. No, or see, Range Rover, no, media. Nanum crana, meaning no co baby, no, see, they are be wound, meji keen. Amasamas, I said, no, or see, media. So people begin to lie. But you see, what to debunk all the lies is when we bring the will and we read the will.
Oh.
My shoe, give it to my second born. forever. You are the art forever. Let me their channel. Me viete no. Mufama mi wafase forever. The sea. Mufama, my third daughter. And I'm the we are sending you now at their mommy firstborn. Munina mutia we are sending mubet we are rent at their mano. One day, a certain girl, she came to tell me that he has a boyfriend. Everybody say, hey. But I asked him that, what did the boy tell you? Or see, you, boy, no see. Or the area singing in a man. So then I told us, I asked her that, ye de we are sena mauno, ye no ye bet na he. We are saying that God has created that we should all stay inside. One boy is giving it to you. The rest of us, where will we stay? Are we going? We should go to Pluto or we should go to Jupiter. And for the lie to you. So God has written a will. Listen, God has written a will. And in the will, and you see, let me also tell you something about a will. When you don't know what is in the will, you are likely not to get your chefan. If I die, and before I die, I write a will. I have two boys. And as at the time they were reading the will, one of them is not around. He cannot get what is due him because he was not there to listen to what they are reading. Or, when they said he should come so that they should read the will, he said, fuck him, they should go away. He didn't come. My father is a poor man. Yes, one more brat. Yeah. One day I knew a certain guy. The father died. When the father died, he owed a lot of people. It's a year now, said no. The people came looking for the money. And they were asking him that he should pay the money. But that time, they laid the father in state. He went to the room where his father was laid in state and he slapped the dead body. But damn, when the cabbage sihona woke, uja ma why? It's a air bobra before you die. Otherwise, they'll be slapping your corpse. It's not a nice thing to do that. So, when you don't know what is in the will, when you don't know what is in the will, you are not likely to get what is due you. Now, God has written a will. And in the will, your name is inside the will. Your name is inside the will. And there is something that is due you. Now, the will that God has written, it is in this book. We all have the will. But you have told yourself that you will never read it. So your father has made the will that Sikabeye $2 million is in the bank. And he said that money is for you. And the thing is in the book. Read it to understand it. You are begging for money. That is what is happening to most of you. And so we are saying that you must be filled with the knowledge. You must know what the will of God concerning your life is. Oh, I'm not explaining the thing well. The will. You have the will, but you don't read. Some of you too, you don't have the Bible. There is no Bible in your house. The only Bible in your house is your mother's engagement Bible. And let me tell you, engagement Bible doesn't save anybody's life. Even your mother daddy engaged her with that Bible, she doesn't read it. Engagement Bible, the words are small, 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 small. And no, orenti, wua. Now, me, baby, you're being a scar. Now, I'm fast, our Bible, no. We'll be able to know then you open the Bible and put it down. Then you see the woman, then they tie her hair with some white duku. 2 a.m. Now was erade me ne me ma erade bwa me Bible no so we be on kan yo on kan we be keke erade bwa me ne me ma erade say I didn't the words as when told to me kan erade. Then you wake up, you break up at door, you see that you open your eyes, see your mother is how no fan request as for her. Now oh, rent is due, oh, rent is not due and foul home. What basel baby da me da rade 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 e koye koye engagement Bible. No. That's what they do with engagement Bible. The knowledge of his will. The knowledge of his will. You must know what is said concerning you in the will of God. I'll be on this thing for a long time. Next one. Number 4. Yeah, so let me read the knowledge of his will. Colossians 1:9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you, asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. You got to read the Bible. Hey, guys, you want to do well? Hey, it is reading the Bible that will make you do well. Joshua 1:8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The guy who said education is the key to success, last week he came to apologize. Be patro. I see one can ye cry. The guy who said education is the key to success. He last week he came to apologize. Your patro. The key to success is the Bible. You never believe me, but I'm telling you. The key to success. I'm saying that the guy who said education is the key to success, he came to apologize last week. I see one can hear cry. The key to success is the word of God. The word of God. Your knowledge of the word of God is the key to success. If you like, ask Joshua 1:8. He will tell you. For then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Good. There's something we call good success. Number four. You must be filled with joy. Joy overflow in my life. I got joy overflow in my life. 2 Timothy 1:4. Greatly desiring to see thee, be mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Some of you, the way your face is like lemon juice. Every day, it's about to rain on your face. Never happy. You don't smile. Every day, you are angry with your ancestors. Bibi kaka, na chese, wa switch. Wefu, akwalaki toa, 9 years. You are always angry. May you be filled with joy. Listen, amen. listen. Some of you, it's not that you are not a nice person, no, or you are not handsome or beautiful. It's because, you see, when you frown your face, there's something we call muscles. You understand? It's muscles, or at a point, your face looks like an old lady. Learn to smile. Learn to laugh. Me, I like where there's food and there's laughter and there's music. Sanya mami san ebi wo ho abe ho mi wo ho. Me pe e year se wa funeral. Ayi funeral se e ko na ma fo sun se na mu jame. Me ne me be wu me ne be ko ni adade. Sa de no e ye mi ahom te okra dodo. Me pe. I like where there is joy. A wedding, sister, a wedding. Now you teach pastries, not just a yinine muse ya. Now it's adoring, not just a yes, sir. Now you call Jesus sage. Oh, Eddie. Life is short. Enjoy. Be filled with joy. Obey your idea of a channel and move on. Move on in life. Next, be filled with faith. Hey. In our Christian life, one of the things that will carry us through is faith. Yeah. Christianity is faith. Everything we believe. Everybody say, I believe. Say, I believe. If you are in Ghana, you say believe. If you are from US, you say believe. I believe in God. Everybody say, I believe in God. I say America, for they don't say God, they say God. I believe in God. I believe in God. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God? No, you don't say. You say yes, I believe in God. Do you believe in God?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe in God. God. Yeah, America, for don't make you, and I don't eat Gary. I believe in God. Listen, Christianity, this thing we are doing here, is belief. Like, for me to sit down here and gather people in this room, you don't know the faith I have. As I'm preaching and people are sleeping, I still believe that what I'm preaching, they are listening. You can all sleep, I will still preach. No. It's not your sleeping that will make me stop the preaching. Lie. I will stop the preaching when I want to stop, not when you are sleeping. Some of you, as I'm even preaching, your eyes are only going. You like it? You believe in God? Do you believe in God? You believe in God? Do you eat Gary? No, America is saying, N. I don't eat Gary. Faith. One of the things you must learn as young people is to learn to have faith in God. Yeah. Bible says, cursed be a man who put his trust in another man. Yeah. Put your faith. They've sacked you for school fees. I believe in God. God, my trust is in you. I still believe in you. My faith looks up to thee, thou lamp of Calvary. Listen, make sure that your faith. Look, you see, sometimes when you say you believe in somebody, it's because you know what you can get from the person. But when you say you believe in God whom you have not seen, that shows how true your faith is. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. Your faith. Believe in God. Next one. Be filled with all knowledge. Everybody say, be filled with all knowledge. Not knowledge. I don't know where you are coming from. Say knowledge. Say knowledge. Romans 15, verse 14. Romans 15, verse 14. And I myself also I am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to admonish one another. Romans 15, verse 14. All knowledge. If there is something they are learning, go and learn it. All knowledge. Learn how to cook. All knowledge. Your mother is cooking, you are reading Daily Graphic. Learn how to play a musical instrument. Be filled with all knowledge. Learn how to lead prayer. Learn how to do worship. All knowledge. Go to school. Go to school. Don't let anybody deceive you that education there. Every mommy water ho. Be a go school. Go school. Go school. Umpe school. Go school. Hallelujah. Yeah. Go to school. Go to school and learn. Go to school and become an important person. Be filled with all knowledge. Any type of knowledge, be filled with it. Oh, you understand what I'm preaching? Yeah. Be filled with knowledge. Any knowledge, anything that is learnable, learn it. All knowledge. Hallelujah. And number 7. I don't know if you are tired already. You are not tired. You don't want to sleep. Number 7. Be filled with goodness. Be filled with what? Goodness. Romans 15 verse 14. The same scripture. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness. Everybody say, full of goodness. Now, learn how to be a good person. There are bad people all over the world. Be a good person. Learn to be a good person. Hello? Sit up. Everybody sit up. Everybody sit up. Sit up, sit up, sit up, sit up. A good person. Amen. Yeah. What are the 7 things you must be filled with? Number 1. You must be filled with the fullness of God. Number 2. Read it to me. Number 2. You must be filled with this. Only one person is saying it. No, you must be filled with this. Number 3. I can't hear you. You must be filled with the knowledge of his will. What's the next one? You must be filled with joy. Next one. You must be filled. It means only one person has written the note. Read it, man. Oh, goodness gracious. You must be filled with joy. Next one. You must be filled with faith. Next one. You must be filled with all knowledge. And the last one. You must be filled with goodness. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet and lift up your hands and begin to pray. That God will help you to be filled with all these things.
Lord pray. Jesus, Father, help us, Lord. Fill us, God. Fill us in the name of Jesus. Fill us with your fullness, O God. Fill us with your fullness. May we be full of you, O God. Full of faith, Lord. Full of the Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, fill us with your Spirit. In the name of Jesus. May we be filled with the Spirit. Lord, fill us with joy. Fill us with joy. Fill us with joy, O God. May we have joy overflow. May we rejoice, oh God. May we rejoice irrespective of what we are going through, Lord. May joy become our portion in the name of Jesus. Fill us, oh God, with your joy. Father, we pray, fill us with faith, Lord. May we be full of faith in the name of Jesus. May our faith in you increase. May we not lose our faith in you, O God. Lord, despite what we go through in our lives, despite what we face, O God, may we never give up on our faith, Lord. Therefore, we are praying tonight that you fill us with faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, fill us once again. Fill us with faith. Fill us with joy. Fill us with all your fullness. Fill us with your spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, help us, O God, and fill us in the name of Jesus. Fill us, O God. May we be filled with all your fullness, O God. May we be full of the Spirit. Fill us in the name of Jesus. We pray now, O God, may you fill us with joy. May we be joy overflow. Let joy overflow in us in the name of Jesus. May we not become people who are always bitter. May we not become people who are always sad. We pray in the name of Jesus that you fill us with joy in the name of Jesus. May our joy not be taken away from us. May our joy not be stolen. We pray in the name of Jesus that you fill us with your joy. You fill us with faith. You fill us with your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.